Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra, getting you all the news and cues you need to watch out for in trade this morning. Just to recap yesterday, it was in fact a firm day of trade. The Nifty inched closer towards 11,000, lower Brent crude prices and the OMO from the RBI really fueled gains. So the rupee closed at around 70.4. Bond yields closed at 7.22 and the FII's net bought around 1209 crores in yesterday's trade. Now, in terms of the big cues to watch out for today, it has to be the Fed. The Fed, as expected, hiked rates by 25 basis points. They also reduced the expectation in terms of further rate hikes to 2 versus 3. But it seemed as though the Fed sounded much more aggressive than what the market was expecting. So that's why the US market sold off. It was a 2018 closing low for the US markets. Asia is largely weak and the SGX this morning is also indicating it's going to be a weak start. But one has to remember that the Nifty has seen a strong run. In fact, the Nifty is above its 20, 50, 100, 200-day moving average and the Nifty has gained over 600 points from that December 11th low of 10,333.9. In fact, we've also outperformed the entire global setup. For example, MSCI Asia ex-Japan is down around 0.4% or thereabout on a week-to-date basis and MSCI India is up over 3% in this week itself. The mid-cap index has outperformed as well with a gain of around 2-odd%. And one of the key reasons for that is also the Brent crude prices softening. We've seen them at a multi-month low of around $56 per barrel and that hasn't changed. It's around $57 per barrel. And in fact, Brent crude is down 34% from those October highs of $86 per barrel. So that seems to be quite a tailwind for our markets. So don't be surprised to see any sort of buying on dips just based on the positive macros that we're seeing. Well, in terms of stocks and news today, the Rajasthan government has announced farm loan waivers of up to 2 lakh rupees. The state government will bear a burden of 18,000 crores. GSK and Pfizer are going to combine their consumer health units globally. Pfizer India would be in focus. They've said brands such as Corex, etc. will continue to be marketed by Pfizer. Alembic would be in focus as their Panela plant has been inspected with 483s. State Bank of India spoke exclusively to CNBC TV 18. They expect a loan growth of around 14-odd%. JSW Steel, NCLT has approved a resolution plan. Karnataka Bank has tied up with paisabazaar.com for home loans. And some news coming in on Malvinder Singh and Shivinder Singh, where Relig F Invest has filed a complaint with the Corporate Affairs Ministry against the two brothers.